And now, leader of Yemen's Answer to the Movement has vowed to give a crushing response to the U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition if it continues its aggression against the Arab country. Abdul Malik al-Houthi said the Ansarullah are ready to stop retaliatory missile and drone attacks on Saudi Arabia if the kingdom ceases its deadly airstrikes on Yemen. Yemeni leader made the comments on the fifth anniversary of the country's September 21st revolution. Hundreds of thousands of people had gathered in the Yemeni capital Sana'a to mark the occasion. In September 2014, Ansarullah forces took state matters in their hands in Sana'a amid the absence of an efficient government there. Before gaining control of the capital, Houthis had set a deadline for political parties to set aside differences and fill the power vacuum. However, that deadline was missed without change in the country's political structure. Joining us now out of Inderoy is John Stepling, author and a commentator, for more on the story. Hello, John. Pleasure to have you back on one of our bulletins. Your thoughts on this warning to the Saudis, Abdul Malik al-Houthi?
I think that the Saudis did want to blame Iran for several reasons. Whether they really believe these drone attacks came from Iran or were somehow orchestrated by Iran doesn't matter. If they were to admit the Houthis were responsible, the optics is very, very bad for the the monarchy. And so they're going to blame Iran. The United States is quite happy to blame Iran. Israel is quite happy to blame Iran. But the salient point here is that once again, this billions of dollars worth of technology that the Saudis have bought, the Patriot missile defense system, doesn't work. It hasn't worked for 20 years. I mean, it didn't work during the first Gulf War. It didn't work in Syria. It didn't work recently in 2017 against ballistic missiles. And it's not even designed to deal with drone attacks. So this is and there have been two congressional investigations in the U.S. to look into the military's fudging numbers on how many, you know, successful shoot downs they had and so forth. Again, going back to 1991, and the conclusion reached was that these systems don't work, and the entire U.S. military is armed with technology and equipment that breaks down. It's costly to repair. There aren't enough people to repair it. And they have sold all of this stuff to the Saudis, who also don't know how to repair it. The U.S. just sent something like 5,000 more military personnel to Riyadh, most of them technicians, to try to fix this stuff. But it's unfixable. It's not even designed for this, you know, the new face of asymmetric warfare. So the problem is that the Houthis are winning, and the Saudis know this, and there's a lot of sort of chatter around and rumors, and you read about this everywhere, that the Houthis are considering an all-out assault on Riyadh and Medina. This is no longer a far-fetched thing, and I'm sure they're quite nervous in the UAE now, too. It's something that was unimaginable a few years ago, but the Saudi royal family, the ruling monarchy, is in disarray, and they don't quite know what to do, and the U.S. has actually been pretty circumspect in their response. I mean, Pompeo, you know, says whatever he says, but he always says that stuff. He's America's version of Netanyahu. But in fact, Trump hasn't really said very much, and I don't think he's going to do very much. He has an election coming up. He doesn't want more U.S. soldiers engaged anywhere. He certainly doesn't want dead soldiers coming home in body bags. That's going to cost him votes. So I don't think the U.S. is going to escalate this. But what the Saudis do is going to be interesting, because they're in a position of extraordinary vulnerability right now. They took a huge hit with this last attack, and they are unable to ship oil to Asia. They're late on all their obligations. So the Houthis are controlling the situation right now, and one doesn't know what bin Salman, you know, plans to do, what he really can do, other than double down on the fact that this is Iran, and they claim they have proof in this ridiculous television appearance where they show pictures and hold up pieces of metal and say, see, it's from, and this is proof of nothing. So that's all they've been able to do. I'm sorry, yeah.
But even according to your own narrative, doesn't MBS kind of have to do that? Doesn't he need a scapegoat? Because, I mean, he can't admit as a nation that the Houthi movement, the small movement out of Yemen, they haven't been able to defeat this movement. It was supposed to be a 2-week operation, and it's taken it 4 years and 6 months. They're nowhere near victory, as you very well know. You're mentioning the setbacks they've just recently experienced. So they have to put the blame somewhere. They can't say the small movement has brought us to where it's brought us.
No, exactly. They cannot admit that this was the Houthis. They cannot admit that this war is an abject failure, on top of which they've created a massive, just colossal humanitarian crisis that has turned global opinion acutely against them, and cost them a lot of the credit they gained in bin Salman's charm offensive a couple years ago. So no, they can't admit that. They're going to have to blame Iran. The Russians are openly mocking the U.S. for the failure of their military technology. Iran is mocking them. The U.S. is virtually a laughingstock, really, in regards to this. And as I say, the Patriot missile system has failed for 20 years, again and again and again, and they failed just now. And everybody knows they can't stop drones anyway. So blame Iran, blame Iran, blame Iran. But that's all just rhetoric. And honestly, I think that's all it's going to be right now. But the Saudis are in trouble. I'm not sure what they plan to do, but they have very few choices left.
Thank you for joining us, sir. Out of Inderoy, Mr. John Stepling, author and commentator.